guys, so it's me. I'm back again with another episode. I'm gonna make this episode really quick because a lot is going on right now, and I probably won't be recording for a while, just to be honest with you guys. I already know that I don't record enough now, but a lot is going on right now, so I just haven't been recording like that. So basically, just like I said, I'm gonna kind of tell you why I haven't been recording and why I won't be recording for a while, because a lot is going on right now, and I'm just gonna wait till everything dies down before I record with you guys again. So yeah. So basically, I haven't been recording because of my mental health. You know, dealing with the anxiety and depression just has been a lot on me. And with that going on, I really don't want to record, because you don't want to record when you don't feel good. So it's like a lot of times I have come on here pretending to be happy while I'm recording, and I really am not, because I'm dealing with things. And I just don't want to be on here recording when I don't feel good. You know, some people can fake it till they make it. I can't do that. I just feel like, yeah, it's just hard. So, I just haven't really wanted to record. It's just so much going on right now, y'all. I can't even tell you all of it, but, yeah, so that's one reason why I haven't been recording, because my mental health just hasn't been in a good space, and I just started my new medication like two or three days ago. So I just been focusing on that, and just like a new relationship, you know, happiness, and just family, friends, just trying to focus on the positives. I'm not going to make this podcast super, super long, just because it's Halloween. My daughter's having a little Halloween party today at the house, so nothing big, just family and friends, and I gotta go to the store and get her food and stuff, so I'm probably gonna go do that in a few minutes, and then just take a drive to clear my head, because I'm not feeling good. Just been trying to push through the last 2 days, and it's been hard as hell, guys. So anyway, my boyfriend, okay, he's really sick right now. So over the past week or so, he had a really bad cold, and he kept telling me every day how he wasn't feeling well. And I remember he went to Florida like 2 weeks prior to his cousin's funeral, and I kept saying like, babe, I don't think you should go to Florida with COVID. But he was like, oh, I want to go say goodbye to my cousin. I want to see my family. I want to go to his funeral. So he went with his siblings. Okay. I don't know. When he got back, I said, you need to get a COVID test, because you don't want to go back to work and stuff like that. You need to, like, quarantine yourself. So when he got back, he did quarantine himself. He stayed in the house for, like, took off, like, a week or two from his job before he went back to work. And he did get a test. The test came back negative. And when the test came back negative, he was good. Then all of a sudden, you know, his boss ended up dying. And after his boss died, they gave him his boss's position until they hired somebody new. Okay, so he was doing his boss's position, which was longer hours, more stress. He was stressed out. Next thing I know, he gets a really bad cold. He just is coughing. He's sick. He loses his voice. He doesn't feel good. This is went on for like a couple of days. And so This Thursday came, and I noticed that we had been texting all day, and then he had stopped texting me, so I thought something was wrong. So I texted him before I left work that day, like, hey, are you okay? I'm missing you, blah, blah, blah. And then his brother texted me back, like, literally 5 minutes later, like, hey, my brother is in the hospital. He's really sick. He said he's doing okay. He was like, he's doing okay. I have his phone right now. You know, I'm just letting everybody know who reaches out to him that, you know, he's in the hospital, but he's going to be okay. So his brother was like, you know, I'll give you updates on his condition and let him know that, you know, you reaching out to him and blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I have not talked to my boyfriend since Thursday. I don't know what's going on with him. His brother is supposed to be keeping me updated. on his conditions and when he's getting out and stuff. So right now it's just like a waiting game because I don't know what's going on at this point. Obviously, I can't go to the hospital because they're not letting people in because of COVID. And on top of that, I couldn't go because I have a daughter. I can't risk my daughter and my family getting COVID because I want to go see my boyfriend, you know. So it's just a lot, guys. I miss him so much. I don't know what to think. And I feel like he could possibly, I just know he had a really bad cold. It could have turned to COVID. I don't know. I just know he's still in the hospital. His brother said he's going to be fine. They're going to keep me updated. I don't know what's going on right now. It's just been a tough couple of days because I'm so used to talking to him every day. And, like, I haven't been able to talk to him since Thursday. It's just been a rough 2 days, you know. Because he's always by his phone. He's always on his phone. And so, I don't know what's going on. As of right now, I'm just waiting for updates. Like I said, I don't know. So it's been tough, but I just been keeping busy. Like I try to just play games on my phone, be around family and friends. I try not to stay in the house because I don't want to think about him being in the hospital sick. I feel helpless because I can't be there to like hold his hand or hug him or say, hey, I'm here for you. I feel like I can't do anything. So I feel helpless. I feel sad because I can't be there with him. And it's like nothing I can do about it. You know what I'm saying? Because of COVID. So it's like I'm stuck not being able to even talk to my boyfriend or anything. So, and I think his cold got really bad because, like I said, he lost his voice the night before. He was so sick. And he had told me he was going to take 2 days of sick leave from work because he was that sick, which I had suggested to him a few days earlier, like, you need to take some time off because you are really sick. And he did that. So I don't know. Like I said, guys, it's just been tough. I don't know. So I probably won't be on here for a while recording because with everything going on, I can't record for you guys with everything going on. Like, it's a lot going on. Just waiting for him to come home, praying that he's okay. And I've been praying every day. And I just kind of want to keep myself busy with my daughter and with my family and friends and just try to stay busy as I can. That's the best thing that I want to do right now, just stay super busy. Yeah, that's just the goal, just to stay really busy, just to not, that's all I can do, guys. I gotta stay busy, I gotta keep going. It's not much else I really can do, you know. Like I said, I feel helpless because it's not much I can do, but, in a few minutes, I'm gonna go get dressed, gonna get myself together, and I'm gonna leave the house because I gotta go get my daughter's stuff, and I'm just gonna go for a short drive, try to clear my head a little bit, take my medication because that will help me feel better too, and that's all I really can do. So yeah, so if I'm not on here for the next couple of days or so, that's probably one of the main reasons. The other reason is just because I need to just mentally prepare myself for whatever is gonna happen because I don't know what's next, and I need to prepare myself for that. So I just need a break to do that. But of course, guys, I will keep you guys updated. Even if I'm not on here that often, I'll keep you guys updated when I do come back. But it'll probably be a while because honestly, with everything going on, and I already don't record a lot anyway because of I've been so focused on like relationship, my relationship life, my personal life, my mental health, and just everything else. Everybody just needs a break. And I just feel like with everything going on right now, I just need a little bit of a break. Yeah, because I don't know what's going to happen next. But yeah, I think the best thing for me to do today is just to get out the house for a little bit, clear my head. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. I haven't been eating. I'm not sleeping that well. Just a lot going on. Like, I've never been like this, but I barely been eating. I barely been sleeping. I just kind of been trying my best to live life the best way I know how, but with everything going on, it's been a struggle. I've been a little stressed out, but so yeah, I definitely don't know what is going on, but I just wanted to check in with you guys. I've been recording stuff like every day, and every day I delete it because I don't know what to say to you guys. I don't know if I'm saying the right things or if I sound stupid, so I keep deleting the recordings. And but this one I'm not gonna delete, you guys. I promise I'm gonna keep it. You guys are gonna hear this one. But yeah, so, but yeah, I'll just be taking a mini break. It won't be that long, guys. Hopefully you'll hear back from me within the next week or two, I hope, you know. But I just, with everything going on, you know, I just need a break from everything for a while. You know, it's just a lot. And the world is so crazy right now. People are dying from COVID. You know, you got, you know, police brutality. Just so much happening in the world right now, y'all. And it's a mess. And, you know, people protesting. You just have so much going on. This election getting ready to come up. Lord. Did anyone hear a story about a meteor or something supposed to hit Earth the day before, like, the election thing? So I'm like, I'm hearing that story, but I'm hoping that doesn't really happen. But so much going on in the world, y'all. I've been following this YouTuber. His name is, I think I talked about him before, Spiritual So. Yeah, he said, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, he has a good YouTube. He got a good following. He got like a million followers. He has a good YouTube. I mean, he's very spiritual, which I like. Some of the stuff he says is a little off the wall, but some of it I agree with, and some of it I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But I like his YouTube nonetheless. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing, guys. I've just been throwing myself into like staying busy because I don't want to think about what's going on right now. So I've been like just not being home, just throwing myself into like, you know, spending time with my daughter, being with family, just trying not to think about, you know, everything going on right now. I mean, because it's depressing when you think about the stuff going on in the world and everything else. It can get really sad, like emotional. So I just had a lot going on, like a lot of things happening at work. So many changes being made, you know, new people getting new positions, people stepping down from positions, people getting fired, just a lot of things going on at work. My body is like half on my head, half not. So it's just, that going on, and just a lot going on in the world, you guys. So I don't know, honestly, but I'm just trying to stay above water, trying to stay happy, trying to stay positive. Today's Halloween, so clearly I want my daughter to have a good Halloween, so I'm gonna try to shake off this whatever I'm feeling right now so that she can enjoy her Halloween and have a good day. But I'm also going to go out this morning and just try to clear my head, because I feel like so much is happening right now, and I just feel like I need to clear my head. I don't want to be sitting here worried every day. So, yeah. This is like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I've been through a lot. I've dated guys. They've had things happen to them. They've been hurt. Things have happened to them. I don't know. Just in general, things have happened to them. I've been worried. I've been scared. But this is the first time in my life where something happened to somebody that I really love and care about, and I felt like a piece of me left with them, in a sense. And it just feels like him being in that hospital, you know, me being worried because I haven't heard from him. I feel like a piece of me is gone. Like, if something would even happen to him, a part of me, a piece of me would just be gone. Like, that's how I feel. And that's how I know I'm in love, because, like, in all my years, never have I ever felt like that about someone. You know, like if a part of them left, then a part of me was gone too. That's how I feel. Since he's been away, just feel like a part of me is, piece of me is gone, like, because he's not here. That's why I pray every day that he heals and that he gets better and that he's able to come home, because I miss him so much, guys, you know? And like I said, you know, I don't really talk about my relationship that much with you guys on here, but, you know, I just want to talk about this today because I know a lot of people are dealing with, like, people in their family or friends that's in the hospital due to COVID or just being really sick, and it's hard with everything going on in the world. You don't want to see anybody die. You don't want to see anybody in a hospital, especially not during COVID, you know, and it's just a lot going on, guys, but nonetheless, I'm going to make it through. You know, it may seem like a lot right now, but I know I can get through it. I know I'm going to be strong. No matter what is thrown my way, I got to be strong for my daughter and for my family and friends. So I don't know, guys, but, you know, I don't know. But yeah, so I'll just be taking a mini break, guys. But I did want to check in with you guys for a little bit. Eventually, I will do a girl talk series about my relationship and about how I met him and how you'll know when you're in love and you find the one. And because I feel like, you know, that's something I still want to do. I still have a passion for wanting to talk about relationships and help people who've been in my shoes or are going through things I'm going through. So I'll do an episode about that, and I don't know when I'm going to do it. I don't have a set date, but eventually, yeah, I will, and, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, because I haven't really even been talking about this with anybody, to be honest with you guys. Like, I've been keeping this hospital stay and everything else in. Like, I haven't told my friends or anybody, and I don't want people to worry about me. Like, I don't want people to be all like, oh, you're going through this or blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just, so it's just like I'm keeping a lot of the stuff that I'm going through inside to myself. So, you know, it's been tough. But like I said, I'll get through it, you know. I know that God has him. I know he's going to be okay. It's just tough for me because, like I said, I'm used to talking to him every single day. And now with him being in the hospital sick. And I know it's bad because he never not has, he always has his cell phone on him 24/7, like literally, because his cell phone is connected to his job. So his job is always calling him on his cell phone about work stuff too. So he always has his cell phone on him. So I knew when his brother texted me and it wasn't him, I knew something wasn't right because I'm like, he always has his cell phone on him. So for his brother to have his phone and all that stuff, it really hit me like, yeah, something is off, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, because I know he's really sick in the hospital for him not to have his phone, like, and his brother to have it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's how I knew it was bad too, because I'm like, he always has his phone glued to him. So yeah, but anyway, guys, I don't know. I hope everyone enjoys the Halloween. Nonetheless, everyone has a good day. You know, I'm going to try to enjoy my Halloween. I'm actually about to end this because it's 9:34. I'm about to go to the bathroom, get myself ready, get dressed, and I'm about to go to the store, and I'm going to take a little drive, honestly, just to clear my head. And I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. Wishing everyone the best. Again, I will be taking a break. So if you don't see me on here for the next week or so, I'm taking a mini break because I have a lot going on and I need a break. So just reminding you all, if you don't see me on here for a while, that's why. So listen to this episode clearly, okay? All right, guys. Peace and love. I'll talk to you soon.